Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, presents Kitten Time! Makers of Snickers welcome you to Curtain Time. The theater lobby is abuzz tonight with another capacity crowd. And here, as at every opening night, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, have you any word of tonight's play?
Yes, John. It's a scintillating comedy romance. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center, seat 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, it's almost time for the play to start, so let's glance at the program. Harry Elders, the Nanette Sergeant, supported by the Curtain Time players, a star tonight in Reluctant Bride. Mr. Elders takes the role of Scott Kirby, and Miss Sargent is cast as Patricia King.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of Reluctant Bride. The scene is the apartment in which Patricia King, the attractive young playwright, lives with her Aunt Penny. It's 7 o'clock on the morning following the opening of Patricia's latest play. The young dramatist eagerly reads the newspaper reviews.
And listen to this, Aunt Penny. Walter Kittredge in the Banner. Patricia King's new play, Happy Ending, is bold, unusual theater. Magnificent and first-rate.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, Pat. Not a single bad review in the whole band.
Oh, no? Where's the Chronicle?
The Chronicle? Well, what you know, I must have forgotten to buy the Chronicle.
Aunt Penny?
Now, Pat, you know you don't want to read Scott Kirby's review.
I certainly do.
But you know how he always affects you, and it's such a lovely day.
Come on, Aunt Penny.
Oh, well, all right. Here. I was hiding it under the table.
Now, let's see. Oh, yes, here it is. Orchids and Brickbats by Scott Kirby.
Oh, dear.
Last night, I witnessed the opening performance of Patricia King's new play. There are only 3 things wrong with it. The first act, the second act, and the third act.
Why, that...
Count to 10, darling.
That semi-literate yahoo.
Now, Pat, don't do anything rash.
Aunt Penny, I'd like to horsewhip him in public.
Oh, dear.
But I can't, because I'm a lady. Instead, I'll punch him in the jaw. Are you the managing editor of this paper?
Why, yes, I'm Walter Nash. How did you get in here?
I'm looking for Scott Kirby.
Oh, I suppose you're Patricia King.
I am.
Well, I'm expecting Scott any moment. Well, here he is now.
Hello, Walter. Say, why the big grin?
This ought to be good.
Are you Scott Kirby?
Why, yes, I'm Scott.
Mr. Kirby, I've got something for you.
You have? What?
Hey, right smack on the button.
Oh, my hand, my hand.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hurt you with my clumsy old chin?
Mr. Kirby?
Scott, this is Patricia King.
Patricia King?
Yes, and...
I think I'll take a powder. If you two like, you can stay here instead of going to Madison Square Garden.
Mr. Kirby, I despise you. I detest you.
You do?
What makes you think you're qualified to be a critic anyway?
What makes you think you're qualified to write plays?
For your information, all the other critics were very enthusiastic about my new play.
That 3-act sleeping pill?
Of course, I realize it's much too deep for your shallow, superficial mind. To play with a message.
Yeah, and I found out what the message was in the first act.
You did?
It's don't waste your time seeing the other 2 acts.
Oh, very clever.
Frankly, I don't see how anybody could stomach your heroine, Calliope Collins, for more than 1 act. She's just a hunk of wood in a dress.
She is not. She's intensely real because she's a composite of all types. She's the average American woman.
If she's average, Miss King, I'll eat my column word by word.
And poison yourself?
In fact, if you can show me just 1 woman who will do what she did, I'll retract every nasty thing I've ever written about you.
Do you really mean that?
Of course I do. According to your very implausible play, Calliope Collins met a man. 5 minutes later, he proposed to her. She promptly said yes, and 4 days later, she married him. It's absurd.
I'll have you know there are lots of women who do exactly the same thing.
I don't believe it. If a man asked one of them, will you marry me, just like that?
She'd say yes, just like that.
Nonsense.
How would you know? Have you ever tried it?
All right. Will you marry me?
Yes.
Well, now, just a minute. You're bluffing.
Am I?
Why, sure you are. You'd never have the nerve to go through with it.
Oh, no? You just set the date for the wedding, and I will.
Okay. Today's Thursday. Let's have this showdown, the wedding, next Monday afternoon. Say, 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock, at my home.
Right.
And, Mr. Kirby, you can start writing that retraction for your column right now.
I'm not worried.
Well, you'd better start worrying. I won't back out, but I bet you will.
If I do, I'll gladly acknowledge defeat.
And I'll get my retraction?
Yeah, if I back out. But I won't.
Well, I'll be waiting for you, Mr. Kirby, all dewy-eyed and smothered in orange blossoms.
I can hardly wait, Miss King. I can hardly wait.
Why, Pat, back already? Did you sock him in the jaw?
Yes, Aunt Penny.
Well, tell me, what happened?
I'm engaged to marry him.
Oh, how... What? Pat, was it love at first sight?
I hate him.
Oh, I see. You just wanted a sparring partner.
I'll explain everything later, Aunt Penny, if I can. The whole thing was so silly and childish and ridiculous, and it all happened so fast, and... Well, I can't back out now.
Oh, you mean you'll break his heart if you do?
Heart? He hasn't got a heart. And he doesn't want to marry me any more than I want to marry him.
You know, darling, you aren't making very much sense.
Of course, I won't really marry him. I won't have to because he's bluffing. And I'm going to call his bluff.
Listen, Walter, I was just talking.
Oh, sure.
How was I to know she'd take me up on it? Anyway, she's bluffing.
Well, I hope she is, because you can't afford to print a retraction. You can't afford such a blot on your reputation.
My reputation?
You know that as a critic, you're famous for being sarcastic and bitter. Why, the Playwrights Club just voted you the critic we'd most like to take into a dark alley.
They have? Oh, fine.
And that's why you just can't retract anything. What will people say if overnight your fangs start dripping honey, huh?
Yes, I see what you mean.
Scott, you can't take any chances with Miss King. Obviously, she's bluffing.
Obviously.
And you've got to outbluff her. Throw a scare into her.
Sure, but how?
Why, just make her think you've fallen in love with her.
How, may I ask?
By making love to her, of course.
But I hardly know the girl.
You're engaged to her, aren't you?
Yes, but I can't...
All right, then. Tomorrow, call her and make some excuse to see her.
For instance?
I know. You've got to get the marriage license. She'll play along with that.
Go on.
Then, after you take her home, you play your big scene. Grab her in your arms and kiss her.
You really think it'll work?
It can't miss. After such a horrible shock, she's bound to drop the whole thing.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent. And now, John Weigel.
For many, many years now, candy lovers have considered a Snickers candy bar a special treat. For every bite of a Snickers bar makes you crave another, right from the moment you first taste that thick milk chocolate coating. The golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, crisp with whole, freshly roasted peanuts, and the soft nougat center that is richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. Together, all combine to make a Snickers bar a truly thrilling treat, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
The call to the second act of Reluctant Bride, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Scott Kirby, the critic, insisted no girl would accept a man who proposed at first sight, as the heroine of Patricia King's new play did. To prove it, he proposed to Patricia, who accepted, although they hate each other. Well, each, of course, thinks the other is bluffing. Well, now, the following night, Scott calls on the attractive dramatist.
Pat, Miss King, you're still determined to go through with it, aren't you?
I certainly am.
Oh, gee, I'm glad.
You're glad?
I've been worried. I'm so much in love with you, and I so desperately want you to marry me.
But this is ridiculous.
I lay awake all last night thinking about you. I couldn't sleep a wink.
Good.
And then this morning when I woke up, this morning, I realized I loved you.
Oh, go away and leave me alone.
Oh, but I can't. You give me that all-gone feeling inside. You make my head spin. You send me.
Yes, I know, but you won't go.
Look, my pulse races when I'm near you. My senses are intoxicated with the perfume of your hair.
Now, you stop that.
Oh, darling, I can't resist you.
Now, Mr. Kirby, don't look at me like that.
But you bewitched me. And now at last we're alone.
Now stay where you are, hon. Don't you dare come any closer.
Oh, but darling, I'm drawn towards you. I can't help it.
Don't do that.
I've been longing to crush you in my arms.
Now let me go.
And kiss you. Kiss you. Kiss you. There. Well?
Well, what?
Well, aren't you sore?
Why?
Why? Because I made love to you. Because I kissed you.
Kiss me? Why, I've seen people put a postage stamp on a letter with more feeling.
You have?
Come here, lover man. Let Patricia show you how.
But now, look, I...
What's the matter, darling? Why are you backing away?
Now, wait a minute. And don't look at me like that. Don't come any...
Well?
It's getting late, Miss King.
Oh, no. Now, don't be so formal. Call me darling.
I think I'd better be going.
Oh, not yet. We've so much to talk about, so many plans to make. Oh, darling, I can hardly wait until we're married.
But we're incompatible.
Oh, don't worry about that. All our differences will be wiped out when you print that apology in your car.
Look, where's my hat? Hello.
Mr. Kirby?
Uh-huh.
This is Patricia King. Did I wake you up?
You certainly did. I just got to sleep.
Good. There are a few things I want to get off my mind.
Well, it's a little late, but...
First of all, Casanova, I suppose you thought you fooled me with that act of yours tonight. But you didn't. I've been in the theater all my life, and I can spot a ham a mile away.
Oh, but look, I...
Furthermore, if you think I care 2 cents about you, you're crazy. I was just giving you a taste of your own medicine. I wouldn't fall in love with you if you were the last man on earth.
Well, I...
And one more thing. As far as the wedding's concerned, you can start planning your retreat right now, because I'm not budging one inch.
And that's what happened, Walter. First, I chased her around the furniture, and then she chased me around the furniture.
Hmm. You don't suppose she's really in love with you, do you? Oh, no. She's too intelligent for that.
I don't know about that, but after I got home, she called me up and told me what she really thought of me.
She did?
Yeah.
Well,
you don't have to be so happy about it. Besides, Walter, there's something I've got to tell you.
Huh? What?
I've really fallen in love with her.
Oh, jumping Jupiter. What'd you do that for?
I couldn't help it, Walter. You know, it's kind of funny.
Well, not to me, it isn't.
Well, it happened just the way I told her, only it happened last night, not the night before.
How interesting.
After she called me, I just lay awake the rest of the night thinking about her.
Very, very touching.
I want to tell her I love her, but after last night, she'd never believe me.
Well, I hope not.
That's the only way I can prove to her I want to marry her is by marrying her.
Now, wait a minute.
Walter, I'm going through with it.
No, Scott, you can't do it. You simply can't. You can't.
What's so funny?
Why, she'll never marry you.
She won't.
Just wait till she sees you standing there with the love light shining in your eyes, eagerly waiting to rule I do. Boy, she'll take off then and fast.
But suppose I trick her.
Huh? How?
Well, I think I've got an idea. And say, maybe you can help.
There's nothing doing.
Okay, Walter, I'll see you later.
From now on, brother, you're on your own.
Happy boy. Happy boy.
Yes, Mr. Kirby, what can I do for you?
Wilfred, would you like to make $25?
Would I like to? How?
By selling some valuable and reliable information to one Patricia King.
Well, gosh, I don't know.
All right, I'll make it 50.
$50?
Sure, I can afford to be generous. It's her money.
Mr. Kirby, I'm your boy. Now, what's this reliable information?
I'll tell you in a minute, Wilfred, as soon as I make it up.
much do you want for this information?
The price is $75.
All right, start talking.
Well, Miss King, this afternoon I overheard Scott Kirby and Walter Nash in Mr. Nash's office.
Yes?
They were both pretty worried.
Good.
They were afraid you might find out about Mr. Kirby.
Find out what?
That he's married and has 3 children.
What? Are you sure?
I checked on it myself. His wife's name is Helen, and the kids are Richard, Susan, and Willoughby.
Oh, that's wonderful. Aunt Penny! Aunt Penny!
Yes, Pat? Now, what's the matter now?
Oh, guess what, Aunt Penny? Scott Kirby's married.
Are you laughing or crying?
I'm laughing.
Oh, I wasn't sure.
Oh, don't you realize what this means?
What?
I won. I'll get my retraction. He doesn't dare go through with the wedding or they'll arrest him for bigamy.
Why, that's right. I'll bet he won't even show up.
Oh, he'll show up, but I'll be ready for him. I'll have the minister waiting. He's pretty stubborn and he'll bluff until the very last minute, but then he'll back out.
This King...
Well, I hope so.
Well, he'll have to, because I won't.
But, Pep, suppose something goes wrong.
Miss King...
Aunt Penny, I'm not taking any unnecessary chances. You see, the minister is not going to be a real minister.
Oh, I catch on. Whom did you get?
Well, nobody yet.
Miss King...
Oh, yes, you want your money. Say, I know what.
Huh?
You're an enterprising young man.
Well...
I'll bet you could locate an elderly, unemployed actor to play the part of a minister. It will mean $50 for him and...
And 50 for me?
And 50 for you.
Mr. Kirby, she fell for it.
Well,
she thinks it's all over but the shouting.
Nice going, Wilford.
Oh, by the way, I found out something I think you'd like to know.
You did? What?
Well, it'll cost you $100.
Now, look here, Wilford.
$100, Mr. Kirby.
Why, you double-crossing little thief.
Calling me names won't get you any place.
Okay, you win. Let's have it.
All sales are strictly cash, Mr. Kirby.
Well, my boy, it looks as though you've really got me. Here you are. 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. Now, what did you find out?
When you get to the place where you're going to get married, there will be a minister there.
Couldn't she make it a bishop?
Sure she could, because this minister isn't going to be the real McCoy.
He isn't going to be the... How do you know?
Because she paid me $50 to hire an actor.
Well, I'll be... Look, have you hired anybody yet?
No, I haven't had time.
Great, you can just forget about it.
But I can't do that, Mr. Kirby. I promise.
Wilfred, do you see this $50 bill?
$50? Well, what do you know? Amnesia.
Oh, and by the way, we wouldn't want Miss King to worry, so you'd better call her up. Just tell her everything's all set, hmm?
Sure. Have you got a nickel?
You get out of here!
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Hattie Elders and Nana Sargent, here is John Weigel.
June is a month that means summer to all of us, a time to think about relaxation and pleasure. And one little treat that always means certain satisfaction and delightful enjoyment is the taste treat of a Snickers candy bar. For every bite of a Snickers bar is luscious. From the moment you first open the crisp wrapper, then, with each bite, you enjoy the rare flavor of a thick milk chocolate coating, a golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, packed with whole, freshly roasted peanuts, and a luscious nougat center, richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. It is the combination of the milk chocolate, creamy caramel, crisp peanuts, and rich nougat that gives you that rare taste blend you will find only in a Snickers bar. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
Time. There's the call for the third act of Reluctant Bride, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. In an effort to make Patricia King back out of their proposed marriage, Scott Kirby sent Wilfred, the copy boy, to tell her he was already married. And Patricia, seeing a chance to embarrass Scott, gave Wilfred money to hire an actor to play the part of a minister. A fact which Wilfred passed on to Scott for consideration. Well, now, at Pat's home, it's just a few minutes before the wedding. The bride and groom are engaged in conversation.
All right. I'll just bet you $100 on the side you won't go through with it.
I'll take that bet. And I'll bet you $100 more that you're the one who backs out.
You wouldn't want to make that $200.
Why not? I know you're going to lose. You don't dare win.
Oh, Pat, Mr. Kirby, the minister's here. Do you suppose you could stop fighting long enough to get married?
Shall we go, dearest?
By all means, darling. And try to smile, Sourpuss. This is the happiest day of your life.
And now, by the authority invested in me, I hereby pronounce you man and wife. Well, it's over. You may kiss the bride.
Hmm? Oh, yes, yes, of course.
You do, and I'll scream.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you will, William. Well, we'll see about that.
Let go of me, you big lug.
Now, children, please.
Stop struggling, will you?
Don't you get me. Oh,
isn't that sweet?
There. I'll go ahead and scream.
Oh, I hope you choke. I hope I never see you again as long as I live.
Oh, dear. Marriages just don't seem to last very long these days.
You'd better come with me, Dr. Fribble. I'll make you a cup of hot coffee.
Oh, yes, yes, thank you. I certainly need it.
Now, you look here, Mrs. Kirby.
Don't you, Mrs. Kirby, me, you bigamist. Does Helen, your wife, Helen, know you got married today?
Sure. She doesn't care, just so I'm home in time for dinner.
Well, of all the brazen nerves...
Listen, Pat, I want to tell you something, and I can prove this. I'm not married to anyone except you.
You aren't? You are?
No, there is no Helen, and there's no Richard, Susan, or Willoughby. I just told Wilfred to tell you that.
But I don't understand.
Well, you see, I wanted this to happen.
You wanted it to...
I love you, Pat. I'm sorry I had to trick you into marrying me, but it seemed like the only way.
Well, I
hope you won't be too angry.
Angry? Why should I be angry?
Then you aren't?
Of course not. After all, the joke's on you.
It is?
I suppose you thought that minister was real.
Why, yes. Dr. Fribble, I understand it.
Well, he isn't. I had Wilfred hire an actor for this happy little occasion.
You did? Well, that's on me. And if you think that's funny, just listen to this. This will kill you.
It will.
I stopped Wilfred in time and got a minister. A real minister.
What?
That's right. A real, live, authentic minister.
We're really married?
Yes, darling.
Oh, how could you do this to me?
Oh, now, Pat.
Don't you dare touch
me. Oh, but, sweetheart,
I... get out of here. I never want to see you again as long as I live. Never.
Honey, I
hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
Pat, the phone's going to ring in a few minutes. Please answer it this time, won't you, darling?
I will not.
But poor Mr. Kirby's been calling you every hour for the past 3 days.
Let him call.
Well, I wouldn't say anything, Pat, except that the phone keeps me awake all night.
Aunt Penny, I'm not going to talk to him, and that's that.
You know very well, Pat, that you'll be miserable if he stops calling.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Oh, by the way, I saved this morning's Chronicle for you.
Why did you do that?
Because Mr. Kirby's retraction's in it. Remember the retraction you wanted so badly?
I don't want to see it.
Oh, very well, then. I'll just throw it away.
Aunt Penny, you'll give that to me.
Here it is, darling. Right there.
Orchids and Brickbats by Scott Kirby. I've written a lot of unflattering things about Patricia King. Well, I was wrong. She's the most...
Go on, read it.
She's the most wonderful, beautiful, gorgeous, exciting playwright in the whole wide world. And what's more, she's my wife, and I'm madly in love with her.
Oh, Pat, why don't you break down and tell him?
No.
But, my dear...
Darn him anyway. I'll teach him to go around tricking girls into marrying him.
Girls? I thought you were the only one.
Well, all right, I am his wife, but if he wants me, he's going to have to win me first.
My dear, why do you think he's been wearing out the telephone?
Well, the phone doesn't count. He'll have to win me in person.
But he came here yesterday, and you slammed the door in his face.
If he really loves me, he should have broken down the door.
Well, Pat, are you going to answer the phone?
No. I'm just going to sit here and make faces at him.
Oh, there's the doorbell, too. I'll go see who it is.
And don't come back with an armful of brushes.
What?
Hello, Aunt Penny.
Young man, come in, come in.
Thank you.
Pat's in there, and I'll just leave you two alone.
Well, if it isn't Mrs. Scott Kirby.
How did you get in here? And who's that on the phone?
Oh, I'll stop there.
You...
Hello, Wilfred.
Wilfred?
You can stop now. Goodbye.
What? Was that Wilfred?
Sure, I didn't want to waste my valuable time, so I hired Wilfred to telephone you every hour.
Why, you...
I knew you'd be too stubborn to answer.
And you have the nerve to say you love me.
Oh, I do. Well, what about you, darling? Do you love me?
I should say not.
Well, I want you to be happy, Pat. Would you like to have our marriage annulled?
The sooner the better.
I thought so. Well, I've got good news for you.
What do you mean?
My lawyer and I have taken care of everything. Just sign these papers and you'll be a free woman again.
I should sign...
Here's a pen.
But Scott, maybe we shouldn't rush into this so blindly. I mean...
It's all settled, Pat. You know what you want, don't you?
Well, yes, but I...
Very well, then. Just take this pen and sign.
Well, all right. Don't rush me. Oh, I dropped your pen.
I'll pick it up.
Oh, no, don't bother. I'll get it. Oh, dear, I'm afraid I stepped on it. Well, that's too bad.
It's all right. I've got another pen.
Oh, Scott, I can't go through with it. I can't sign you away.
Why, Pat.
I love you, darling. I love you.
Well, at the risk of repeating myself, I love you, too.
Oh, darling, please kiss the bride.
With pleasure, Mrs. Kirby.
Just promise me one thing, Scott.
What?
No more tricks, please.
It's a promise, Pat. I've just played my last trick on you.
You've just let me see those papers.
Well, you insist.
Scott, these aren't annulment papers.
No, darling, they're...
To enter our great contest, just finish the following sentence in 25 words or less. I prefer Kavanaugh's canned kippers because...
You see, Pat, I
first prize is a... Round trip to Glacamora.
No, sweetheart. In this contest, the first prize is you.
Oh, Scott. Scott, darling.
The curtain falls on the last act of The Reluctant Bride. Another curtain time play brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Tonight, Curtain Time stars Harry Elders as Scott Kirby and Nana Sargent as Patricia King. The supporting players were Hope Summers, Sidney Elstrom, and George Caesar. The script was by Bob Kieran. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber. And the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Next Saturday, Curtain Time will present a romantic play entitled Hook, Line, and Sinker. Now, I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the exciting after-theater spot here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Snickers present...
Good time!
Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.